This is All India Radio in spotlight under our special series, Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat at 100. Now we bring a discussion on Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao. The participants are Professor Sushila Ramaswamy, expert in women issues, and Lalima Neja Dang, AIR correspondent.
The Honorable Prime Minister of our country, Mr. Narendra Modi, has been continuously communicating with the people of the country through a series of Mann Ki Baat programs, which is broadcast on the last Sunday of every month. We are now celebrating 100 episodes of Mann Ki Baat program. The program has become synonymous with All India Radio itself. AIR, as an audio medium, has enormous reach. About 99.2% of the country's population listen to All India Radio. Well, women's empowerment has been close to the Prime Minister's heart, where women are given gas cylinders instead of toiling in the wood smoke for cooking, or be it the making of Izzat Ghar or toilets at homes, or the Mudra loans, where women have been empowered through small loans to create their own startups, or the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme, where a small amount is added in the girl child's account, which is later used for her education or marriage. Let's listen to the Honorable Prime Minister's views on Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, a scheme very close to his heart.
Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, ye andolan tez gati se aage badh raha hai. Aaj ye sirf sarkari karyakram nahi raha hai, ye ek samajik samvedana ka, lok shiksha ka abhiyan ban gaya hai. Desh ke pratyek kone mein is jwalant mudde par logon ko sochne par majboor kiya hai aur barson se chali aa rahi purane riti rivajon ke prati लोगों की सोच में बदलाव लाया है. जब ये समाचार मिलते हैं कि बेटी के जन्म पर उत्सव मनाया गया, इतना आनंद आता है. एक प्रकार से बेटियों के प्रति सकारात्मक सोच सामाजिक स्वीकृति का कारण बन रही है. मैंने सुना है कि तमिलनाडु राज्य के कुड्लोर जिले ने एक विशेष अभियान के तहत बाल विवाह पर रोक लगाई. अब तक करीब 175 से ज्यादा बाल विवाह रोके जा चुके हैं. जिला प्रशासन ने सुकन्या समृद्धि योजना के अंतर्गत करीब करीब 55-60 हजार से ज्यादा बेटियों के बैंक अकाउंट खोले हैं. जम्मू कश्मीर के कठुआ जिले में कन्वर्जेंस मॉडल के तहत समस्त विभागों को बेटी बचाओ बेटी पढ़ाओ योजना में जोड़ा है. और ग्राम सभाओं के आयोजन के साथ साथ जिला प्रशासन द्वारा अनाथ बच्चियों को गोद लेना, उनकी शिक्षा सुनिश्चित करना, इसके भरपूर प्रयास हो रहे हैं. मध्य प्रदेश में हर घर दस्तक के कार्यक्रम अंतर्गत गांव गांव घर घर बेटियों की शिक्षा के लिए एक अभियान चलाया जा रहा है. राजस्थान ने अपना बच्चा अपना विद्यालय अभियान चला करके जिन बालिकाओं का ड्रॉप आउट हुआ था उनको पुनः स्कूल में भर्ती कराना, फिर से पढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करने का अभियान चलाया है. कहने का तात्पर्य ये है कि बेटी बचाओ बेटी पढ़ाओ इस आंदोलन ने भी अनेक रूप धारण किए हैं. पूरा आंदोलन जन आंदोलन बना है. नई नई कल्पनाएं उसके साथ जुड़ी हैं. स्थानीय आवश्यकताओं के अनुसार उसको मोड़ा गया है. मैं इसे एक अच्छी निशानी मानता हूँ.
Let's talk now to Professor Dr. Sushila Ramaswamy, who is with us. We would like to talk to you about your views on the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme, which the Honorable Prime Minister launched in 2015 from Panipat. And we know that the result has been huge, that we have now a fantastic gender ratio, the average gender ratio in our country, which is 1,020 girls and for every 1,000 boys, which is much better than what it was before. What more would you like to add, Dr. Sushila, about the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme, very close to the Prime Minister's heart?
First and foremost, I think we should continue with it. We should not kind of feel that since the ratio has improved, we should just sit back and relax, because social change, social attitudes are difficult to sustain. It takes quite a bit of time, quite a long years. So we should continue with it. That's the first thing I would like to emphasize. Second, to strengthen the scheme so that this women's equality is still a very long way to essentially realize. Whatever the steps that we have taken are the right ones, but we should not feel that we have reached a point, so let things kind of be on an autopilot mode. No, the initiatives the government has been taking, the government must continue to play a proactive role. This is what I would essentially underlying.
Yes, you're right. And the Honorable Prime Minister very correctly said that it is not just government scheme. It is the scheme which belongs to the people, the idea, the thought of women's empowerment. It's not just merely a slogan. It's something which involves mindset change, and we can see that happening. Where do you think at various levels, for example, you know, I still remember the selfie with daughter hashtag, which was promoted in 2015 when Suleen Jaglan, the sarpanch of village Bibipur, Jind in Haryana, it created a kind of a lovely storm all over the world. How do you talk about these small but important initiatives and out-of-the-box ideas, trying to show that, yes, like there are houses now in Haryana which have just not just the son but the daughter's name as well outside their homes. So how do you explain and how do you talk about them?
These are very welcome initiatives. The mindset is yet to change. It takes time, but nevertheless, the effort has to be on. But yes, the initiatives that you mentioned, of which kind of gives us equal status to both men and women in terms of ownership, in terms of responsibilities, is a good one. But we must keep at it. There is a complete change, and then government kind of feel that, yes, something else can be taken up. Because mindset, attitudes take time to change. I hope you agree with me, Lalima.
Absolutely, absolutely, Dr. Sushila. In fact, for a long time in India, many people have been thinking that if you don't educate a girl child, it's okay because she has to get married and go away and go to another family. The entire focus has been on the sons. It has been a very patriarchal attitude, but now things are changing. Also, Dr. Sushila, I was just thinking that when you talked about girls coming forward and the attitude of men not changing, we've had a huge success story in the past. In fact, the Prime Minister has walked the talk when he made Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman as the first lady defense minister. Now she's India's first finance minister, and repeatedly. We also had the Olympic medals where the girls got more medals than the boys. That was again our celebration moment. We also know that on the 26th of August 2016, Olympics 2016 bronze medalist Sakshi Malik was made brand ambassador of Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao. Now, when you look back, as I said, the government is walking the talk. Do you see that effect percolating in remote areas and in North India? In Haryana, the gender ratio has improved. But do you see that effect percolating down to the bottom of the pyramid of the society, this change of attitude?
It is uneven. Till this unevenness is addressed, how long will it take? We don't know. Now, we need to focus on education of the girl child. We have to think in terms of giving a sense of equity, which is important. Like, for instance, within the school, certain things that need to be kept in mind, for instance, midday meals, the kind of food that is given to the children, particularly those coming from poorer backgrounds or very underprivileged backgrounds. We also need to focus on toilets,
yes,
which is also something that the Prime Minister and the Government of India has been focusing. The very fact, one reason that many girl children don't go to schools is because of the fact that, you know, they have these issues with regard to their monthly periods and the levels of hygiene, and there's not a proper toilet for them to relieve themselves even in normal days. So all these initiatives, all this attentiveness is important, which the government is focusing on. And as a result, the enrollment has improved. Girls do stay back for longer hours. Also, we must think in terms of post-school or college. What is it that the young girl who has become a woman, how does she kind of cope with life? What are her life plans? And be encouraging about it. After all, you see, the home and family and societal responsibilities, these are three things that one has to really fulfill in one's life. So it's not something only men have to do it, women also take up, but the issue is of double burden, which Indian women in particular put up much more than many other women in the rest of the world. Indian men still don't want to get into the kitchen or take care of children or take care of household activities. So all this also has to change. So education of the girl is important, but more importantly, even the Prime Minister highlighted, the way we bring up our sons is equally important. That's where I think education must be much more focused, because the mindset of the average boy and a man has to change.
Yes, I remember once on the ramparts of from the Red,
the
Fort,
Red Fort,
he said that hum ladkon ko nahi poochte hain ki wo kahan gaye, kahan the itni der. Hum hamesha ladkiyon ko poochte hain. So at some level, parents must make their sons accountable if they want to get them on the right path and not just blame the women or the girls for everything. We also
and
have
also how make the boys more responsible and change what they study, how they study. Let them learn to respect their sisters.
Right.
And if the change can be brought at that level, hopefully this young boy, when he grows into a young man, would also learn to respect his wife, his female co-workers.
Absolutely. And when we talk about Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, we now have a huge gamut of role models. So when you walk the talk, when the government actually ensures that things happen in that direction, that you keep women at a higher position, you give them opportunities equivalent to men. For example, also the Indian Army now has paved way for women pilots and women in combat role. So do you think that could also bring about aspirational change in young girls of today?
Definitely. And also I would say years ago when we passed the 73rd, 74th Amendment about reservation of seats in the panchayat level for women, that also provides a great incentive for girls to educate themselves and then aspire for a political space. And then, you know, at the village level to be involved with things like sanitation and levels of cleanliness, good roads, good schools and what is being taught in schools. When an ordinary person sees that their life has changed and it's for the better, this itself is something that we should really celebrate.
How do you see India progressing on this front when we talk about Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao? I know we have miles to go before we sleep, but what is your vision and how do you encapsulate it happening? Because we are a very diverse country. Culturally, we are extremely diverse. You know, what is happening in North India is not the same as South India. There are villages, there are small towns, there are remote areas with different kind of attitudes towards women. How do you see this change happening? How do you see the India of future as far as women's empowerment is concerned?
The fact is, when it comes to gender inequalities and gender injustice, we realize that nothing to do with wealth or status or culture or religion, because women across all categories, be it culture, be it religion, be it country, they face inhumanity or injustice, oppression, inequalities, and miles to go. If we go by what the United Nations, you know, periodically tells us where we have reached and how much more to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. But this is a culture, India is a society which celebrates womanhood because our religion, our culture celebrates it. But yet it is also a very sad reality the way the life of an ordinary Indian girl and an Indian woman is, when one of indignities and discrimination. So both the facts are part of it. Not only this diversity that we need to keep in mind, but the fact is some of the other parameters, be it female mortality, maternal girls, infantile mortality, that school dropouts, be it primary school, secondary school, the human indices that we call the human development indices, that needs to be strengthened, and for that we need to be at it. Because social change, as I said right at the beginning, we just don't know when it's going to change. But surely, till the change comes about, we have to be forever at it, and so hopefully society will change. This is a very never-ending exercise because we have to begin all over again at times. But nevertheless, the fact that an initiative of this kind exists and the government at the central level, state level, have taken it up, the Prime Minister himself personally has made it a mission on his part, all that ensures a certain level of national consciousness on this issue because it's being talked about, it being discussed. And it also shows the intent, the seriousness with which the leadership is tackling it. So given that, I am hopeful that at one level, this patriarchal mindset would in some ways change. Because it's just not women who suffer because of patriarchy. Even men have to live up to certain standards that patriarchy imposes, which is very impossible for some of them. So they feel as much at the receiving end as women are receiving it.
Thank you, Dr. Sushila Ramaswamy, for talking to us.
Thank you, Anima.
Under a special series, Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat at 100, you were listening to a discussion on Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao. The participants were Professor Sushila Ramaswamy, expert on women issues, and Lalima Neja Dang, AIR correspondent, This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.